Nothing But the Truth podcast with Honest John.
Hi, everybody. Honest John here. And I think I might have stumbled upon a new scam by the police. Let me explain what happened. I drove across the country from Los Angeles to upstate New York. So all the way across, I was very careful about my speed. I didn't want to attract the attention of the police on the way over. Not because I was doing anything illegal or anything, but just, you know, I'm going through different states. I know they look for out-of-state plates to mess with, or at least that's my opinion. So here's what happened. I'm going through Illinois. I'm very close to being done with that state. I'm 4 miles away from the border with Indiana. And I get to a place where I'm doing the speed limit, which is 70. But coming up, the speed limit is going to drop to 55 and then to 40. And so I'm doing 70 and I look in my rearview mirror, and there's a car right on my butt, right? 3 feet away from me at most, you know, tailgating me. And I didn't know it at the time, but it was an unmarked police car. I was just like, who's this? What's this guy doing? So I'm doing 70. I see the sign that says 55. And I start to slow down. But because this guy's on my butt, I can't slow down fast enough safely. So I was doing over 55 when I passed that sign. Cop turns on his lights, pulls me over. And he's like, you know, there's only a 55 mile an hour speed limit there. And I'm like, well, I was trying to slow down, but you were on my butt and wouldn't let me slow down safely, you know? And he gave me all this runaround, wanted to search my car, all this stuff. I spent like a half hour talking with him. But finally, he didn't give me a ticket. He let me go. So I'm back in my car, go across the state line to Indiana, and the speed limit's back up at 70. But there's a toll booth coming up. And so the speed limit, once again, is going to drop from 70 to 55 to 40 and all the way into the toll booth. Once again, I look in my rearview mirror and there's another car right on my butt. And it was the same kind of car. I was like, uh-oh, this is another unmarked police car. So I look ahead and sure enough, there's a 55 mile an hour sign. And I'm trying to slow down, but because this guy's on my butt, I can't slow down fast enough. So now he pulls me over. And we go through the same rigmarole. Also, no ticket, no problem, although they did want to search my car again, all that stuff. And I realized, you know, these guys are looking for cars without out-of-state plates, who don't know that area, don't know that it's going to have to slow down coming up. They get on their butt and make it impossible for them to slow down and use that as a pretext to search their car or give them a ticket or whatever. So if any of you have had that kind of situation happen to you, I'd be interested in hearing about it. But the reason why I'm making this podcast is because every state has people who monitor the police, who look for police misconduct and kind of keep an eye on them. And so if anybody hears what I'm saying that is involved with a group like that, this is something that you might want to look into. It is police misconduct. I got pulled over, but the only people that were breaking the law was the police because they were tailgating and they're not supposed to do that. And they use that as a pretext to pull me over. So it is misconduct by the police. Thanks for listening.